T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, it's almost football season and college football season when we speak with our buddy Pete Futek from College Football News for the first time in a while. Pete, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
I'm doing just fine. You guys head into Chicago for Media Day stuff. You guys get into all that and you're going to be there?
No, we're not going to be there. No chance. We have no budget for that, Pete.
Well, no budget, but like, there's, especially with the Big Ten Network, there's kind of no point because every Media Day ever is like, you know, to sum up, the media asks, you know, talk about, and ask, if they talk about your team, blah, 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 and the answer is always, well, we're working hard. There's media days. Every single question, except so far this year. You know, the Big 12 and now the SEC, I mean, there is one big question that everyone seems to be prepared for and seems to be answering is your team vaccinated, and how much more vaccinated will you get? And that seems to be the one common thread that seems to be going forward so far through all this, because that's the one thing, you know, especially as opposed to last year at this time, that could derail things. Because as we're finding out, the world's going to go on without you if your team can't go. So unlike
that's
last year,
as they should.
Every conference, especially the NFL, and, you know, Greg Sankey and the SEC basically say, hey, look, last year, you know, we figured out how to reschedule. We ain't doing that this year.
No.
If you can't go,
and they shouldn't,
then
Pete.
That's it.
They shouldn't. Every school has the right to make it mandatory to be vaccinated, unless there's some sort of religious excuse or medical excuse, and then you'd have to follow certain protocols. Every school has the right to do what every school should. On the name, image, and likeness stuff, also, schools are, you know, certainly commenting about that. But we got to move. Like, this last year, I got it. You're trying to make up these games. There's going to be none of that, nor should there be this year.
Oh, you're trying to figure it out on the fly. You know, last year, you know, everyone's trying to do the right thing. No one had the playbook. There was no right answer. This year, again, it's nothing to do with politics or the medicine side of this. There's a business, the pragmatic business side of this, which is, look, if we have to cancel a game, that's going to cost our athletic department a gajillion dollars, and we can't mess with this. We're not going to screw up everyone else's schedule just because. Now, again, we could get into this for days about how, you know, you could still be fully vaccinated and catch a bad break here or there, but the chances are, if you want a winning season, your chances seem to be better the more your team is vaccinated, and that's, you know, Michael Irvin did, you know, was talking about that better than anybody, and that just seems to be. And look, to the credit of the conference commissioners, especially the ones that are vastly red-stated, like the Big 12 and the SEC, they're basically coming out and saying, we're going to do everything possible to get everybody vaccinated. You know, the Kirby Smarts of the world are all saying, hey, we're going to do everything we can to protect our players, and because we need this if we're going to have the season that we want to have.
That's right. Let's talk about the name, image, and likeness, because Sankey from the SEC, was it Greg? I can't think of his first name.
Yeah.
Greg Sankey? So we played a clip of him before talking about, hey, the federal government's got to get involved. There's got to be the same. Pete, they kicked the can on this nonsense for decades, and now they want the federal government to bail them out because they didn't want the kids to make any money. The federal government doesn't need to do anything, shouldn't do anything. The kids are making money however the hell they want now, and I love it. And Sankey should shut the hell up. What say you?
Absolutely. And there's no doubt about it. Now, I do kind of think that there's one key part of this that kind of gets conflated, especially when you hear non-sports people talking about this. The players aren't getting paid. Like, the colleges aren't paying the players.
Yeah.
The SEC isn't paying the players. That's a completely different argument as to saying the players can get paid. And the easiest way to say this, and the easiest way to describe what's happening is, these guys and girls and women who now, you know, in other sports too, can get jobs. You know, before you couldn't get various jobs because there were so many chances that, you know, improprieties, which really weren't that way. And now it's fine. It's okay. You know, basically the end of the day where these guys are going to make money is off their, you know, Instagram feed, you know, and other things like this. Now, what they can do and what they're going to need to figure out in a big hurry is the transfer portal. Because how this is going to start shaking out, let's say quarterback A, let's say Bo Nix, has a deal with a sweet tea company, and let's say quarterback B, let's say TJ Finley, ends up winning the job. Well, a coach or an athletic director is going to get a call from an agent at some point being like, hey, my guy needs to get in there and playing, and if not, we're transferring to, you know, XYZ state. That kind of thing is going to be fast coming unless they figure out some way to kind of close other parts of this whole puzzle here. But at the moment, yeah, if someone wants to give you money, cars, whatever, it's okay. You know, it's always been okay. You know, Reggie Bush stuff was okay. Terrell Pryor stuff was okay. And now it's just finally it's being peeled back and everyone's realizing, it's just not that big a deal.
Yeah, and Pete, you talk about closing up some of the things. And, you know, we were talking about Nick Saban last segment and Bryce Young. And at first we were like, well, Nick Saban, get out of the kid's pocket. What are you talking about? And then it kind of hit us like a ton of bricks to be like, well, wait a second. He's clearly telling everyone in college football, if you come play quarterback at Alabama, you could make seven figures. That's what he's saying there, right? Like, you should not be able to say that, right?
Sure, it needs to be implied. You need to know if you're the Ohio State quarterback, you're not going to be. I think you can't technically, especially in the recruiting process, say anything like that overtly. You can't make that offer. Is how this is going to work. But there's going to be sort of an implied thing where if you're the superstar quarterback for, let's say, Oregon, you might be in a Nike commercial. You know, you might be, and if you're the star quarterback in an Oklahoma or a Bama or an Ohio State, there's a good chance you're going to end up in some sort of a sport drink ad or something like that. And it's okay. You know, it's not going to be as crazy as people think, mainly because it's one of the big shockers that pro guys always find out is that it's hard to get endorsement deals. It's not just a normal thing. So we'll see how this gets worked in terms of an enticement for recruits. Or if there's just sort of an institutionalized way of doing this. And either way, all right, fine. You know, ball's going to get kicked off in late August, and we're all going to have fun anyway.
Pete, for UTEC College Football News. Pete, there's been a lot of talk about a 12-team playoff. I love the idea of expanded playoff. I thought 8 was the right number, but now that 12 has been presented, I think 12 is actually the perfect number because the top four still get a bye. That's their advantage. The next four maybe get a home game in the first round. That's their advantage. So there is still a hierarchy amongst that 12 that keeps you going to want to win more. I love it. Do you?
To sound like the Mr. Burns line, I hate everything. I don't hate this. You know, I was prepared to think, oh, they're going to mess this up. And there are tweaks that are going to have to be made. They are going to have to go to a reseed because it is possible that the one seed gets posed and the four seed gets the lowest seed. But that's easy. That's, you know, high rent district stuff. And I get it where Debo Sweeney and some others are saying, oh, we don't want to play more games. I don't know why, if you're the coach of Clemson or Alabama or Ohio State or Oklahoma or Georgia or Notre Dame, that you wouldn't be all over this because you got a safety net. Because before, you can't really lose a game, and you definitely can't lose two. Now you can lose two games and still get into the college football playoff and have a chance to play for the national championship. And look, you know, are the opening round games going to be 55-3? Yeah, probably. But okay, that's fine. You know, all these teams are like all the Cincinnati's of the world and UCF and, last year would have been Indiana would have been in. Coastal Carolina would have been knocking on the door. Northwestern and Iowa State would have been playing, you know, for a chance to get in the playoffs. All they want is a chance. And what stinks is we're talking right now on, what is it, July 20th? We already know that, like, 75 teams are already eliminated, you know, before the season even starts. Now you can go into a season where every single team, including the UTEPs of the world, can say, look, if everything breaks right, we've got a puncher's chance to be in the top 12 and at least get into the tournament, and that's good.
That is good. I do wonder if we should treat teams like UTEP different than maybe we do, you know, Alabama, but maybe that's a conversation for a different time. But, Pete, I want to ask you about CBSSports.com. Tom Fornella came out with his ranking of the Big Ten and the coaches on the Big Ten, right? And this was not done in any sort of hot takery way or anything like that. I believe it was like I can read you the guys until we get to Jim Harbaugh, which was my aha moment here. It's Ryan Day 1, Pat Fitzgerald 2, James Franklin 3, Kirk Ferentz 4, Paul Christ 5, Tom Allen of Indiana at 6, and then Jim Harbaugh at Michigan at 7. And I thought to myself, Is Jim Harbaugh really a mid-tier Big Ten coach at this point?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to argue against Ryan Day. I mean, these are all, you know, easy click stuff. I know we just did it. I just did the hot seat coaches piece on all the Power Fives and what hot seat level they're at. To me, if you're NASCARing this thing up, you're telling me that Pat Fitzgerald, who took North freaking Western to 2 Big Ten championship games in 3 years, that's not the best coach going with what he has to work with. But it's kind of hard to argue. You know, look, Ryan Day, with what he's been able to do, I mean, you know, he made the tweak because it's awesome. You know, Urban Meyer is obviously one of the greatest head coaches of all time, but I think the stat is that other than his first year, I don't think he went a season without losing a game at Ohio State. They're going to a season undefeated at Ohio State, and they kind of saw it. Said, hey, you saw that Purdue game. You saw that Iowa game. We need to stay focused for an entire year, and it worked. I mean, he has yet to lose a regular season game. But Harbaugh, look, it's fine. In terms of being a mid-tier coach, no, he's obviously great, and obviously if he leaves Michigan, he's a seven-figure coach more instantly in the NFL. So, yeah, he could do more. He needs to find a quarterback, and this year, they've got to start winning. I'm a Harbaugh apologist, where before last year, his problem was couldn't beat Ohio State, no real shame there. And his teams never, ever, ever lost to mediocre teams. They always lost to teams that won 10 games or more. And last year, that changed. So you've got to right that ship this season.
Pete, last thing, speaking of Ohio State, obviously a lot of new faces, new quarterback, a lot of key guys, loaded wide receiver room. How, you know, we know the Buckeyes are going to, every year they're going to be great. How great will they be this year?
And with an easy schedule. Once you get past Oregon, if they get past that, find me the game that Ohio State isn't a double-digit favorite, and they might be a double-digit favorite against Oregon too. Look, you get time to build this thing up. At the very least, this is at worst probably an 11-1 team. They're still more talented than everyone else in the Big Ten. But here's the real X factor this year across the board. This goes for Alabama. This goes for Clemson to a certain extent. Not really Oklahoma because they get everyone back. The super senior year where every other team has like 21 starters returning. And so every week, Ohio State and all these big boys are going to go up against teams full of grown men who are like 23 or so and are just around for their last time, and they've been around for forever. So, of course, like the Boston colleges and the Ole Misses of the world aren't going to win their respective colleges, but that's going to be a harder out each and every week, which to your UTEP to Alabama comparison point of before, try getting through any of these Power 5 conferences unscathed, because on the right day, again, you're going to play against a bunch of grown men who are going to be fired up to beat you that week, and more than ever, there might be a strange upset or two this season across the board.
Pete, the season right around the corner. We look forward to talking to you weekly about all the big matchups. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Pete.
Let's go. I am ready. Good one, guys.
You too. Pete Fiutek, College Football News.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.